Yeah, Joe thought the same thing. But so far, I mean, you know, the fact of the matter is, when you see the Yomingo bags, which are meant for stealing, or shoplifting to be specific, what you can take with you is a pattern piece. But one might be hard-pressed to actually make the Yomingo bag on site for the pattern piece, and then go to hardware to steal things. I think that that's an enviable amount of commitment. One would have to actually take the Yomingo pattern, go to J. Morgan Pewitt's shack, steal fabric from Jamie, make a bag. That would take, I don't know, how long would it take to make a Yomingo bag? It'd take a day at least.
You can
right?
knit one in a day.
Well, let's just say it took 3 hours, 4 hours. If somebody showed up here right when we opened and went right to work, they might be able to get out of here with a Yomingo bag and manage to steal some hardware. But you know, it's not just stealing, it's not advocating theft in general. They steal from sweatshop labor using clothing manufacturers. And then they sew the Yomingo tags into, like they replace the labels and change them with Yomingo labels. So it's not just like an unscrupulous form of theft, it's actually, you know, positioned within an analysis of global power. So I guess if we are selling clothes that are sweatshop produced, which I don't believe we are, see, that's the problem. You just wouldn't be doing what Yomingo says to do. All right, that's my answer to that great question.